Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children, not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
Sorry, everybody, how you doing? It's Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio. Here we are on a Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know I've lost a lot of my listeners tonight. Some are here. Mike from Wisconsin, I don't know what's going on. I tried contacting Joe from Sebastian, Florida earlier this afternoon. I apologize if I didn't answer your phone call. I hope everything's okay and Mike is doing well. Hopefully Mike will tune in. That would be great. I'd really appreciate it if Mike can tune in. And Joe in Sebastian, Florida, if I want to connect you. You tried contacting me, and before I get to the callers here tonight, and look, we're dealing with Super Bowl Sunday here, and a lot of you idiots out there who want to watch this game, bet on this game, and partake in nonsense, that's up to you, okay? The game is rigged, all right? The game is rigged. Maybe we'll do a show one day and educate all of you on how the game is rigged. I figured it out a long time ago, and a lot of people surely do understand. The game is rigged. It's not America's pastime. It's nonsense. For anyone to watch this, and Elizabeth Rondo, you are a disgrace to my family for telling me you will not listen to my program tonight because you want to watch Super Bowl. And I'm calling you out, Elizabeth Rondo. And you know what? From this point on, you are no longer welcomed on this show. From this point on. I know there might be some people out there saying, oh, you shouldn't do that. That's not right. Well, no. I made a phone call here tonight to one of my family members and told them that I was having a show. And they said, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl instead of listening to you. Well, you know what? You're not my family. To hell with you. Go watch your Super Bowl. Go watch it. I know where your husband is. He's burning in hell. Okay? We won't get into that right now. But to hell. To hell. To hell with them. Goodbye, Elizabeth Rondo. You're no longer welcomed on this program from this point on until you apologize for disrespecting me. And this is a family member, folks. And I'm talking the talk and walking the walk. Okay? This is a family member. This person upset me and disrespected me tonight. I'm watching the Super Bowl. I don't want to tune into your show tonight. Oh, well, excuse me. Excuse me. Shame on you. Shame on you. You are no longer welcomed on this program. And if I see your number pop up, you will be hung up on from this point on. And don't call me anymore until you have an apology ready for me. And I'm saying this in front of a lot of people here tonight. And this is a family member of mine. And that's how strongly I feel. I informed all of you on Thursday we were going to have a show this Sunday. Am I interfering with your Super Bowl? I'm sorry. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm sorry. The game's rigged, folks. It's been picked. It's a rigged sport. If you don't know that, then you're a fool. A fool. Okay? And if members of my family don't realize that, then you're a fool too. Okay? But for you to tell me you're not going to listen to my show and you're a close family member because you want to watch the Super Bowl and it's not even on yet. It's not even going to be on for another hour. But you won't listen to my show. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. That's how Americans treat each other, folks. We talked about this on this show plenty of times. That's why the Asians come over to this country, the Mexicans come over to this country, and they become so successful because what? They protect each other, they work for each other, and they combine with each other, and they are successful. But we Americans here, or supposed Americans, all we are out is for ourselves. Ourselves. Shame on you. Now, I don't know what's going on with Mike out in Wisconsin. He's not on. Joe in Sebastian, Florida tried to contact me a couple times. I did return your call, but for some reason, it went straight to voicemail. So, Joe in Sebastian, Florida, before I get to the callers here tonight and we start getting on with the show, I want to connect you. I hope Mike is doing okay. I'm going to patch you through right now. Maybe there's something going on I don't know about. Joe in Sebastian, Florida, hey, how you doing? Thank you very much for being on the show and connecting with me tonight. Is Mike okay?
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard from Michael, and usually on a Friday he might go out to eat, okay, and then come back later. Like he would get on the show maybe a half an hour from now or something like that. Excuse me. As for Mrs. Rondo, don't be too hard on it. She's family, okay? And, you know, people have their likes and dislikes. You know, you like a team. You like to listen to a team from down there in Texas, too, the Cowboys. And I like them, too,
thank
buddy.
You.
I like them, too, but still, okay? This is the way it goes. But as for me, why I called you, you know what happens, you know what I do, you know what happens. I am looking into I should tell you this over the telephone without everybody hearing it. But basically, Joe, I'd like to get the number of the black group. And, you know, you said you were going to connect them. I would like to listen, if you know why. I think you do. Okay? Give me a yes or a no.
Yes, I agree. And I've got someone on the line already on the line, Joe. And hey, Joe, I apologize for not returning your call right away. I did call you back today. And for some reason, it went straight to your voicemail several times. I did leave you a message. So
I got it.
I apologize that I couldn't get your call, but I need to invest in a new cell phone. You know, but we got a couple people on the line here tonight. And, Joe, if there's anything else you want to share, I'll start connecting them.
Okay, go ahead. I'll be listening here. Go right ahead.
All right, thank you very much. And, okay, go ahead. 773, you've been waiting longest. How you doing tonight? Go ahead.
All right, how are you, Joseph? This is Marquise.
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Yeah, it's Marquise Wiley here live. We're supposed to talk about a lot of stuff on today, but you're upset. I can tell in your voice.
Well, you're actually correct. A lot of people, because it's a Super Bowl Sunday, I'm a little upset. I had scheduled several guests, and at the last minute, they canceled. And I believe it's because of the Super Bowl. But I do have a lot of people on the line tonight, and we can continue the conversation. And I know you're busy, and I'll call into your show with respect.
Yeah.
But I would like to continue this conversation, if you don't mind, on Thursday.
Yes, okay. What topic are you talking about on today?
Well, what I wanted to address today is you said you were going to try to bring some friends on to the program.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. They should be on as well. And I actually have a couple of statements for a couple of Muslims that they wanted to address. A lot of folks just feel as though that a lot of people in America need to start talking to Muslims more. It's just such division between Christians and Muslims. And I think we give more glory and more promotion to the radical Muslims instead of the peaceful Muslims. So the peaceful Muslims I was talking to, I feel as though that we should have a conversation because we can't let radical Islamic people affect all Muslims the same way we can't let radical Christians affect all Christians. So we need to come to the table like I talked to you on the phone, like Jesus did. Jesus brought people to the table. It is time for Christians to bring people to the table. It is time for Americans to bring other Americans to the table so we all can have a deep, well-thought-out conversation on our issues and see where do we agree. And where can we compromise? Because we're not going to always agree 100%. This is America. And so I'm excited.
I agree. Mr. Wiley, I agree. And I probably scheduled this show prematurely because, look, it's Super Bowl weekend. A lot of people are distracted. And it's on a Sunday also. And Pastor Dr. Ventura wanted to come on to the program and have a discussion with you. However, He conducts his service on Sunday, so that was very difficult.
I see. So yeah, Thursday will be fine. But like I said, I'm ready to talk. I'm not a big Super Bowl fan. And one thing I've learned
neither
in America,
am I.
you can do. You know, I'm more like a halftime. I would love to see Lady Gaga. I think Lady Gaga is an incredible artist. And I'm just a halftime type of guy. But if I miss it, I miss it. If I don't, I don't. It doesn't matter to me if I watch it or don't watch it because at the end of the day,
I agree
this
with
is
you
more
100%.
Important than the Super Bowl. Yeah, this is more important than the Super Bowl. So we need to talk about these issues because at the end of the day, this country is still in debt. This country is still run down with so much crime.
And that's why I'm upset, because you know what? The Super Bowl shouldn't be important. We have social issues. We have economic issues. We have political issues. We have religious issues that are so much more important to us as a people. And I apologize because I dragged everyone into this who's here tonight, and I thank you. And there's a lot of people on the line, but my doctor couldn't make it. And he talked to me last night. He says, look, I just can't do it. You're giving me short notice, you know? And maybe I gave you short notice.
Oh, I see. Well, you didn't give me short notice. I'm prepared. I'm a black man. I'm here. At the end of the day, this is Black History Month. So shout out to all my black people that is listening. Shout out to those that love us. And those that hate us, you're going to continue to hate us. But those that love us, I love you. And I love my black people. So shout out to Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, to all of the people that done incredible things for us and brought us together. So, and I thank you. And also I thank the white people that helped black people accomplish things, because there were some white people that did donate to the civil rights era that helped Dr. King, to help the NAACP. White people funded the NAACP with black people. A lot of folks don't know that. So most definitely it is Black History Month, and I'm proud to be a black man on today. Well, every day, especially this month, because this month they give us 28 days to celebrate our history, even though I celebrate my history
but,
every
but
day.
What's your animosity? What's your opinion? You said you're not a Super Bowl fan. And now look.
No, sir.
What's going on right now? Everyone's paying attention to Super Bowl. We should be paying attention to more important issues than a football game. Don't you agree?
Well, no, I disagree, because this country, we do have time where we have fun. We can't be serious all the time. But with that being said, we can't be talking about having a Super Bowl every day and not looking at the issues. Yes, it is a time where we all can come together and enjoy the Super Bowl game. And then it's days that, like on a Monday, where it's business. Like an example, I am calling Senator Tommy Duckworth and Senator Durbin here in Illinois, calling their offers on Monday. I can't call them today, because it's the weekend and it's a Super Bowl. So on Monday it's back to business. But on today, I'm not a big Super Bowl fan. I said I can call into your show. And one thing about Blog Talk Radio, you can call in on your phone while watching the Super Bowl, giving your opinion. At the end of the day, it is commercial breaks, and then it's a lot of stuff that you can do on your phone, listen to the show, and watch the Super Bowl. A lot of folks don't know how to multitask. I'm a very good multitask type of brother. So I'm here with you. I'm not football. And like you said, I agree. I do believe that they already have the winner all the way out. I do agree that they already, just like basketball, like I think they want the Cavaliers to win.
While I got you on the line, listen, while I got you on line, just for the hell of it.
Yes, sir.
Just for the hell of it. Come on. Who's going to win the game? I'm not watching it, by the way. But who's going to win the game? Give me your opinion.
In my opinion, I believe the Atlanta Falcons is going to win.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
100%. So in my opinion,
I agree with you.
I believe that's who's gonna win, and you know, if I was a betting brother, that's what I would put my money on.
All right. Well,
yes.
I got another caller who wants to contribute to the conversation, and the show will be
called short.
But listen, my brother, listen. Thursday night, I will have the doctor on, and if you can get some Muslim brothers on along with some of your friends, that would be awesome. I really feel that Thursday night's show will be a powerful show, and I can get us at least 2,500 listeners on podcast.
And in the chat room, a dozen,
and maybe 50 on the phone line. So that would be great if we can do that.
Yes, most definitely. And that'll give me enough time to get a flyer out to promote my appearance on your show,
social media pages
and everything. But, like, I did have to call in because I originally thought that I was going to be a guest on today, because, like I said, I'm glad that I did share the call-in number. So shout out to the folks that is listening in, that is my friends and family listening in, and everybody just wanted to make sure that I give credit to Black History Month. It is not African American History Month, President Donald Trump. It is Black History Month. A white man cannot change our history. That is up to us to do that. Don't change our name. They did it already, brought us here from Africa to America. So, again, President Trump, what you did was very disrespectful, not only to me but to my people. Call us what we are. We are black people in this country. Don't try to change it to African American history when everybody from one, and I was a little boy from my grandma.
And can you explain?
So dad,
hang on. I'm going to ask you a question after this caller. He's been waiting a while. So let me get this caller, and then I got a question for you. And like I said, the show is not going to be 90 minutes tonight, folks.
Oh,
And I thank my guest. He showed up. Guess what? A lot of my people didn't show up. And I feel disrespected.
Well,
I really do.
Now you know how I feel when folks did not show up. Now you know how a lot of my people feel when folks didn't show up and vote for Hillary Clinton. So
Amen. There you go. Okay. Okay. All right. Meriden, Connecticut. In the state of Meriden, Connecticut, we've got a guest here, Bitbanker. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Joe. Good evening, Joe. Good evening, Marcus. This is Joe Bitbanker in Meriden. In Meriden. Yeah, first Marcus. It's Marcus. Is that right?
Marquise is French. Marquise.
Hey, listen. I'm entitled to make a mistake, Marquise. Listen, yeah. I went to school in Schaumburg, right in your area, and Arlington Heights. But that was long before you were born. That was in the early 80s. I spent many nights down there in the pool halls in Chicago and everything like that. I didn't drink or anything like this, but I went and played pool because I was going to school there. And everybody in that area was real nice to me when I was there, and I had a good time when I was there. What I think I'd like to do in the chat room, they call me Bitbanker, because what I do is I save bits, and I used to collect viruses and malware and Trojans and things like that, and see what made them tick. So I collect bits, and I'd like to post a cartoon link in the chat every week. And what I posted tonight was I posted UBI Works from 1930, Flip the Frog, the Cuckoo Murder Case. So if anybody's interested in watching a good cartoon from the 30s, it's in the chat room. And the cartoon will disappear in about 72 minutes from now. So if you don't watch it, you never will. And, go easy on Betty. You know, she's not a young girl anymore either. Just, you know, let her do what she wants. I understand you're upset. But she's going to do what she wants, regardless of what you say.
Bitbanker, hang on. We all want to do what we want, but what about sacrificing? What about sacrifice? Shouldn't we sacrifice for our family and for our friends? My friend here, Mr. Wiley, he sacrificed. He's on the show tonight. I'm sure he has a lot of things he would like to do. He sacrificed. But where is Betty? Where are my longtime supporters tonight? Where are you? And they contacted me and said, well, can you do it Thursday? Can you do it Thursday? Well, Mr. Wiley said he'll come back on Thursday. But you know what? That's disrespectful. Because tonight was the night we were to have this discussion. And you say go easy. But you know what? Sometimes going easy is happenstance. It's giving a back door to people who don't really deserve for you to go easy on. Because, Sebastian Florida's here tonight. Mike from Wisconsin's here tonight. Mr. Wiley's here. You're here. I've got 17 other callers on the line here tonight that are listening, a dozen in the chat room, an unknown number in the podcast. So, we knew this show was going to happen tonight. But guess what? It's Super Bowl weekend. So, therefore, that gives us an excuse not to support our friends or family. No. No. I say no. I say no way. I say we need to sacrifice. If we're going to solve the problems in America today, if we're going to address them, Mr. Wiley knows this also. We all need to sacrifice, take our time, and have a discussion here. You know, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yes, because I just want to chime in, because my people have sacrificed a lot. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, and so many others that have not been recording the history. If they did not take time out of their schedules to sacrifice for the greater good,
my people
will still
Amen.
Be enslaved. So you have to sacrifice. Sacrifice is very important. And sometimes when you don't want to do, you really have to do for the greater good. I mean, but on today,
I agree with you, Mr. Wiley. I disagree with you last week, but what you just said there was so important. You've got to sacrifice, man. If you want to make a change, if we're going to make a change, between the people, between our country and in our country.
Yes.
Listen, we all believe in God. We believe in a higher power. You know, if we're going to sacrifice, you know, screw the football game. Come on. You can watch it tomorrow on DVR.
Yeah, you can. Well, you already done.
You know what I mean?
Twitter, if Donald Trump say anything, you know, maybe Donald Trump will say he will grab the Atlanta Falcons by the pussy, or you know, the words that he used. Hey, so.
Amen. That's right.
Well,
and BitBanker, go ahead. BitBanker, I know you got some more to say, but let BitBanker get in there. Go ahead, BitBanker.
Yeah, we all sacrifice. We all sacrifice every day. Was it disrespectful? Well, maybe in your opinion it was. Maybe she could have got on the show and said, listen, I'm not going to talk tonight. I want to watch TV. But, you know, she deserves to do what she wants to do. You guys are a lot younger. You got your life ahead of you. You know, you've got your causes to go after. You know, you're going to hope you make a difference. You know, you get older, you really could do give two craps about what goes on. You just want to make it through the day. You know,
Wait a second here, BitBanker. When I'm an old man, you know what my most concern would be? My great-grandchildren and my grandchildren and the younger people. Did I do right by them? Did I do right by them?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't you agree, Mr. Wiley?
I agree, too. The older you get, the more wiser you get, the more hard working you should get become. Because, listen, if you are old, you have experience. And a lot of old people feel, oh, I'm old, let me be lazy. No, a lot of older people have to keep fighting. Because as long as you're on this earth, you got to continue to fight for the greater good. Just because you're old does not mean you need to stop. That means you keep going. You
That's
have to
right.
work twice as hard and groom up younger talent and groom up the younger generation. And that's the problem. I feel a lot of older folks feel like they're old and they don't want to do. You still have to do whether you're old or young, because as long as you're on this earth, you have to sacrifice and work. If you believe in Jesus, Jesus
Amen.
Had to sacrifice for 3 days. Come on, he could have easily said, oh no, I can't be hung today and crucified. It's a Super Bowl game. He sacrificed. He gave his life. So you mean to tell me you can't sacrifice your time and nobody's even, he can't even splatter or spit on you? You'll get upset. But he got spitted on, beat, and killed, crucified. So he was able to do that. All Christians, if you believe in Jesus, then you should take time out to call into this show to help somebody, because this show is
Amen.
Enough
and we got another caller. And I got another
yes,
caller
sir.
Here. 81 area code 815, because we got 22 people on the phone line, and only a couple people are pressing number one. Listen, press one. I'll get you on here, man. You'll get your voice heard. Don't be nervous. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to insult you. Your opinion matters, and that's important. Area code 815. I'm trying to connect you. Hang on. There he goes. 815. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind tonight?
Everything, basically. Just, you know.
Okay. Well, tell us what we need to address. Mr. Wiley, handle this call, please.
Yes. Oh, hey. I think I know who this is. It's one of my friends. So how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you feel like you watch the Super Bowl? Should you sacrifice watching the Super Bowl and do a show? What do you say about folks that say, hey, I can't do it because I have to watch Super Bowl? You think they wrong for doing that or saying that?
They're entitled. If they want to do it, they can. If they don't want to do it, then they can do that too. You know, it's all on someone's preference if they want to do something or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have the decision.
What do you say about President Donald J. Trump when he said he want to change Black History Month to African American Month? Do you feel like he should have the right to do that as a white man, or you feel like a black man should have done that?
Honestly, I'm not the biggest Trump fan. Everyone knows that. I think it was a bit, it was confusing on why he did it. I mean, for what? Now, if it was somebody like Obama or someone of color, preferably black, I don't think it would have been.
No, hang on. Let me ask you this question. I agree with you. I don't think they should have changed it. I agree. Hang on. Let me interject here. That's
okay.
A good conversation. I don't think Obama should have the right to change that either, because what should Obama really do for the black or African community? Well, you know, whatever the heck you want to call it, I don't know. You know, the minority community, the inner city communities around this country
we're not minorities.
That are suffering. You know, what did Obama really do to help the communities like Chicago with the highest murder rate?
No, it's not, sir. I'm sorry, sir, but this is what how you can address us as black people. We are black people. We come in all shades, and it is President Obama, because if I say Trump, you will correct me and call him President Trump. But what President Obama has done for the African-American community, he's done a lot for us. He had done a lot for black people around the world. Number one, he was a black man that accomplished something that many folks, including myself, did not feel that was possible for a black man to run this country.
Very true.
That alone encourage black people, little girls and little boys, to say, yes, I can be the president one day. Secondly, this my brother's keeper for all the young people around the world, including white people, that they have opportunity to get a mentor. He done so much. The highest graduation rate under 8 years under President Obama. So, again, I don't want to call us minorities, because when you say minorities, that's just like you hitting us with a group of other people. I'm just going to call my people out. Black people around the world was encouraged and fired up and ready to go under President Obama. A lot of black people got into public office.
I'll agree with you. The black people around the world or in America were fired up around Obama. But what did Obama really – did he bring many black communities out of poverty? Did he?
Can you give me examples, please? I can give you an example. Incomes went up, including in the black community. Incomes went up. Everyone's incomes went up that got into the workforce. But let me tell you, President Obama could not change worth of 40, 50, 60 years worth of discrimination towards the black man and woman. That's not going to change just like that. That's going to take help from the state, the local, and federal government. But we cannot just target Obama because of the lack of the state and local areas as well, because the state government get money from federal, supposed to help black people, poor white people, poor whatever color you're at. It's supposed to help them. And they sit on the money and don't spend it correctly. So, yes, Obama has done a lot.
I do agree with that. I have other callers on the line. Hang on. Your point is well taken. I agree with you. The Federal Reserve can print as much money as it wants. I agree. And we don't need to get into that, you know, with the birth certificate
it's
and
about
all that, the Federal Reserve. I have archive shows that address that. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Mr. Wiley. I'm not trying to overrun you here, but I do have other callers. I don't want to ignore them.
I'm just taking your time. You give me $300 million, just make sure I divide it correctly and equally to everybody, so everybody get a piece of the pie. So that's all I'm saying.
Well, there you go.
Simple.
You're right.
I agree with you. Just divide it equally to everybody so everybody can win. That's just not on President
Obama. The Democratic legislators. Mr. Wiley, the Democratic legislators don't allow it sometimes.
But then,
you know, because you have a Republican
Senate.
Hang on, let me finish.
Okay.
You have a Republican Senate. You have a Republican House. Okay? And they don't allow it. And that's messed up. It's messed up politics. But I want to get another viewpoint in here. Area code.
And poor white people are suffering too.
Everyone
poor,
has
a
right
a lot of
to a point on this program. Mr. Wiley. All right, go ahead. Mr. Wiley, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just want to say this. It is a lot of white people in poverty as well. So, again, to all the poor white people that voted for President Trump, what is he doing for all these poor white people in poverty? Poverty is not stuck with black folks. It's a lot of poor – actually, if you want to be technical, it's more poor white people than poor black people, because they are –
I agree.
Majority. There's more of them in here. So what – I don't see them saying, well, what did President Bush do for us? And what did President Trump – don't just blame Obama for our problem.
Oh, well, President Bush, Mr. Wiley, I want to tell you right now, President Bush is a criminal. I would like to see him arrested.
I want to tell you –
I want to tell you that right now.
Give him a pass. And I want to say this. Chicago is not the murder capital of the world. I have been saying this. I've talked to many different people, many different police officers.
What's the murder city in the United States then? What is the murder capital in the United States?
It's not Chicago. is you got Memphis, you got New Orleans, you got so many other cities that have higher crime than Chicago. So stop saying Chicago as though like Chicago is the only city that's committing crime in the United States. That's not the case. A lot of white supremacists
I'll agree to that.
Was here. If Obama was in New York, you won't say New York got the highest crime. If he was in Connecticut, wherever that black man was at.
I'll agree to that. You're absolutely correct.
Reason.
There are other cities. You're absolutely correct.
That's worse than Chicago.
And my basis on Chicago is by the census, okay? And you're right. That's rigged. The numbers are rigged. You're absolutely correct. There are other – but you know what? Why should any city be the murder capital in America? Why, man? Why?
Let's get to the next caller. Invest. Go ahead. I'm ready.
I want to get to another caller, a new voice.
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Area code 504. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
My voice is rarely heard, but okay.
Okay, yeah. First, I want to address the last point about the murder capital. If you want to say the top five cities, capital murders, that would be New Orleans, which is the city that I'm in, Chicago, Detroit. But if you look at all those cities that have the highest murder rates, they are democratically led cities. Their states may go for Republican governors, but they are democratically led cities. So as a black man, as a gay black man, that have voted primarily Democrat for most of my life, who voted for Obama, and who after Obama's first term was extremely dissatisfied with President Obama's job performance, I decided to no longer support him. Now, I am not going to be one of those black people that rubber stamps everything Obama said and did throughout his presidency, especially when it did not benefit me as a black man. I can't do that, and I would suggest that black people who do that really take some time to think critically. Yes, it is not just President Obama. It has been Republicans president as well. But it has also been Clinton, the Clintons. It has been the Bushes, and it's going to be every other president as well. But my thing is, black people overwhelmingly support the Democratic Party. So when I say that, and we are still in no better shape today than we were 8 years ago, in my opinion, that falls on the responsibility of the Democratic Party. I don't care who was before Obama, who came after. It falls on the responsibility of the Democratic Party because that is who we put our trust in. That's who we put our faith in. That is who
and
we
sir, can I ask you a question,
out
sir?
Of the poverty
sir,
that we're
sir,
in.
Sir, can I ask you a question? Who do you want me to call live on this radio program? That will, because we are the media, and I've done this. I've interviewed the former Prime Minister of Canada on this program. I've had people from Germany, England on this program. And I am willing to call anybody you want to call black legislators on this program, tell me. And I will call them, and I will put them on the spot. I will interview them with you on the line, because I will do that. I'm telling you this right now. I'm giving everyone a chance. Let's talk to these people that are doing the things that you want done. Go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
It would be a waste of time to do that because all they would do is get on and they would pander. They would talk their political talking points.
Very true.
Once it was over, they would go back behind the scenes and do what they're really going to do. You know, they would tell us one thing in the public and then go behind the scenes and do something totally different. So what I would much rather prefer to do is do the same that the wealthy do. They pull their money and their resources together. They monopolize businesses. They monopolize things, and they buy politicians. They put them in their pockets. So I would say instead of donating our money as poor people individually to these campaign managers or these campaigns, start locally first, organize, get your people – get it together, and then pick your own candidate to run for a congressman or city councilman.
Well, we have to reach out to these people, sir. We've got to reach out as members of the media. And Mr. Wiley, he has his own radio show also, and he's going to plug his show. I'll give him opportunity to do that, and I've got other callers on the line. Hang on. You know, we as alternative media have the power
yes, sir,
to do this. You know,
yes,
and
sir.
Please hear me out. I listen to all other alternative media shows, and I listen to this racist rhetoric, this nonsense, where you're not getting to any solutions. And I want to give people solutions. I will go to bat for you. I will go to bat for you. I will put my show on the line for you. I'm proving that. Mr. Wiley, go ahead.
Yes. Shows like
this
are fine, but the more important thing is the majority of the people you need to reach, they're not going to be calling into a show. They're not going to be listening to a show. They're going to be somewhere out there in the streets, on the corner somewhere. So when you want to reach people, when you're really talking about inflicting change, it's good to have talk shows to get to generate more people. But it's very important to get out there on the streets, reach these young men and these young women.
Hand out your business card. Right, Mr. Wiley?
Yes, can I?
Promote your show.
Yes, sir.
Can I interject?
Yes, sir. I would like to
Please go ahead.
President Obama have done anything to help African America. That is a fundamental lie. I want to quote an article on blackenterprise.com by my dear sister Carol M. Brown.
All right, one person at a time, please. One person. Mr. Wiley, you're on the line. Go ahead, please. Everyone else,
yes,
please.
Blackenterprise.com, President Obama, positive track record for helping African American people. He have done a lot, restoring the economic safety, helping the long-term unemployment get back to work, and providing comprehensive health care. And that had helped so many African American people, including white people and other people, to get back to work in a healthy state. So he had to create so many programs. But I just want to tell the caller that have stated that he haven't done anything for African American people. How about the Republicans, how they obstructed and stopped Obama, President Obama, at every turn? And that was the reason why African American is suffering as well as white people. So the Republican Party, if you are the party of Lincoln, you need to do for America, because white people that you call, that you represent, is suffering as well as black people, the Affordable Health Care Act. As an example, if they repeal that act today, they have no clue on what to replace it with. Who would that hurt the most? White people, because it is more white people on that bill reaping the benefits from the Affordable Health Care Act. So, again, we will not have no conversation on how Obama hurt black folks. They didn't get nothing under 8 years. That, my friend and the listeners, that is a fundamental lie, because I am a product under the President Obama administration, and I have gotten a lot of things from him, opportunities in health care, and also I have helped with student loans.
But...
So, yes, a lot of things have gotten. Well, we
still
got a lot of
before Obama.
Okay, hang on. All right, hang on. You got your say. Hang on, Mr. Wiley. I want to connect Meriden, Connecticut again. Remember, I'm here in Greensboro, North Carolina. I want everyone to be heard. I think I've given everyone a fair chance, and I always will.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
There's still 46 minutes left. But listen, Thursday night, just before I get to the next caller, Thursday night, I'm bringing on Dr. Peter Ventura and a couple other pastors. And I'm hoping Mr. Wiley will bring on some Muslim leaders or friends of his, so we can have
a real discussion.
That would be awesome. It would be. And talking about the politics of America and a lot of other things, and that would be great. And all of you are welcome. I promise. And you could see this on the show tonight. I don't hang up on people. Once your line is open, I do not mute you, unless, of course, you're rude and disrespectful, obviously. Common
yes,
sense.
Sir.
Come on, we got to use common sense. But anyway, Meredith, Connecticut, go ahead. You've been waiting.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your opinion?
Yes, I have. Well, I just want to comment. Not Wiley, the other gentleman that was talking there. If he had a bow and arrow, or for lack of a better term, if he had a gun, I wouldn't want to be in his sight, because he is so down to earth with his thoughts, and he's so accurate that everyone should listen to him, because these people are magicians. They're not politicians. Republicans, Democrats, they're both on the same side. Whatever they're going to pull out of their hat is going to be a little carrot for you to look at while they do something else. And we don't know what they have in their hat right now concerning this health care or anything else, so we can't comment on that. But they're not on our side. They're not on your side, their side. But I just wanted to say that this other gentleman here, he's very accurate and correct in what he's saying, and I believe he's going about it.
Do you remember his name? Because I got many people on the line.
There's only two here. There's only two here talking, right?
Yeah.
No, I've got Mr. Wiley. I've got 815. I got a female on here, and I've got 504.
She's not a guy.
She's talking about the 504.
No, I know. I'm just letting you know what I have on the line
what?
Here.
Oh, no, he's talking about the one that was talking. The 504. What's your name, caller?
He's talking about me.
504.
I'm Ricky. My name is
Ricky.
Yeah.
All right, Ricky. Thank you. First names are important. That's very good. Ricky, okay. Big banker from Meriden, Connecticut, agrees with you wholeheartedly. Ricky, do you have a comment back with Big Banker?
Well, I just want to thank you for that comment, and I'm so appreciative when people hear me talking, they understand fully what I'm saying, because it's not that I'm being against Obama, but I have to be honest of what I see. And while you're talking about all those things about what black people have benefited, and you talk about unemployment rates, our unemployment rates within the black community has not changed under Obama. I want you to know that for a fact is true. I want you to also know that when you talk about Obamacare and all the millions of people that it has helped, it has helped very few poor black people. I want you to know that, because people that are still working at McDonald's and a lot of these places, they still cannot go out and afford Obamacare on their income. So even though Obamacare is there, they can't afford to get it. A lot of people cannot afford it. So even though it's there, that is still hugely flawed. Unless you get some sort of other subsidy to help you pay for your premiums, you cannot afford Obamacare under the Affordable Care Act. And that's just a fact. That's a fact. If you don't believe me, Wiley, you go and sign up next year if it's still there, and you try to pay for your own premium out of your own pocket, and tell me how that's working out for you.
And let me tell you something, sir. Again, it had helped over 3 million to 4 million people. I'm not saying that the Affordable Health Care Act is perfect. No one ever said that. It's not perfect. It needs repair. So, again, Republicans, you got the House. It helped. I'm telling you, it helped, folks. I'm telling you, 3 to
not
4 million
people,
it has helped. I'm just telling you, it needs some repair. So, Republicans, again, why don't you Republicans repair it? For it can work the right way, so people, according to you, Ricky, so they can be able to afford it. Repair. Don't repeal. Repair. 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 If you got a hole in your wall, don't try to demolish the whole house. Repair the hole in the wall. That is what I am trying to say to everybody. Repair it.
But once
again,
they repair it, it still won't be affordable for the people who need it the most. I don't care what they do to it. It won't be affordable.
I wish I had my nurse on tonight. I wish. And Mr. Wiley, you know, I had a nurse on last week.
Yes, you did.
Obamacare, if you remember correctly.
You did.
She'll be on Thursday, and she described the devastation of Obamacare. And you disagree with her, Mr. Wiley.
And I disagree with her. But this is my point, people, and to you, to the black Republican. And also I want Chrisette. Chrisette, can you chime in? Because she want to say something. Go ahead, Chrisette.
Well, I tried to say everything that I could, but there was too many people talking.
Okay, go ahead.
That's okay.
You respond.
Yeah, that's okay.
Chime
you
in.
Got the floor.
Go ahead, chime in.
You got the floor. You say what you got to say,
go ahead.
Okay?
Go ahead.
What I just want to know is, like, I don't understand how people can blame him for everything when we've had presidents in the past, multiple presidents that have been against practically everything good. And it's just, he tried his hardest for 8 years. And people are just making it seem like he is the worst president in history. And I've done this now. I just don't understand. But then when you have people like Trump, who has said everything and anything under the sun, and people are praising him, I just don't understand.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am, will I ask you a question? Are you better off today than you were 8 years ago?
8 years ago, I was 16.
Okay, but are you better off? Are you better off today?
No. Because, one, I'm a trans.
But don't you wish you were?
Black.
Don't you wish Obama fulfilled his promise?
Listen here for a second. 16.
Okay, I'm listening.
16, I'm in high school, I'm living life. I'm at the age of 24 now. I'm a black transgender female. And seeing all this anti-LGBTQ, anti-Muslim, anti-women, it's just, it's disgusting to me. And so, no, I don't feel safe at the moment.
So let me ask you a question. Hang on. You said you're LGBTQ. I may have gotten that wrong. No disrespect.
It's LGBT.
So are you a male or a female today?
I'm transgender female. I'm still going through transition right now.
Can you explain that to me, please? Educate me on that. Are you? Because I don't understand. Are you male or female? I don't understand.
Born a man, transitioning into womanhood.
Okay. Have you had any surgery to physically transsexual, or are you just doing it psychologically right now?
That's personal, she said.
That's a personal question.
I want to chime in on her point, what she said.
I'm just wondering. That's all.
I'm trying to analyze this community
that she's speaking about.
And
I
want to help you with that. It's LGBTQ.
Okay.
LGBTQ. And also, for a lot of transgender women, they are fearful under Trump. A presidency because I don't know what he's going to do, and they're so vulnerable because of the ignorance, because of folks that don't understand them and don't pick up a book. If you pick up a book and research transgender women that had helped the civil rights, helped many different people, even Republicans and Democrats, you will be shocked.
But hang on, she sounds like a female to me. So what am
it's
I
not
to assume?
Say,
what
well,
am I to
well,
assume
no,
on the other end
well,
of the line?
You,
and I'm being honest. What am I to assume? She sounds like a female
that,
or a he.
Yes,
I don't know.
Exactly. That was ignorant, what you just said, because you said or he.
It
or
is.
This,
you're
that,
right. It
because
is.
Because you have
I don't
not
know.
Done your research
well,
on that.
Well, it's not necessarily ignorant. If you're not familiar with something, you ask questions. That doesn't mean you're ignorant because you're asking questions.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Wait a minute. The community are overly sensitive, and they want to get defensive about everything.
Try to listen to what someone is coming from their point of view instead of trying to see things from your point of view all the time.
Okay.
That's why there's
can
so much conflict because people don't listen to both sides of an argument.
As the transgender female on the line, can I explain? Thank you.
Go ahead. You got the floor. Explain it as much as you can.
The way he's asking, the way you were asking was a bit off-putting. He's like he, she, whatever. I just literally explained.
Mm-hmm.
Born man.
Yes, she did.
Transferring into female.
Yes, she did.
Which means
she
I'm going by
yeah.
she pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
No he.
But how am
no
I supposed
his.
To understand that? When someone calls
well,
in
I'm
to
letting,
call,
I'm
listen,
letting you know.
This is very important. Hang on. This is an important question I'm going to pose to you. When someone calls into my show, you see, they sound like a female, and I am automatically to assume this is a female calling in, but they're not. What do I do? Give me advice. Give me advice. Tell me, what do I do?
You simply listen and be enlightened. And the fact that I am fearful of my life. I'm already going to be going through the name change legally this month. It's a tedious journey, but it's a rewarding journey because I'm going to be going by a new name. But at the same time, what if he blocks it somehow? What if I can't? It's like, I don't
know. What were you born as? What were you born as?
Come on.
I literally just said.
You were born as something, so tell me.
I just said I was born male, like twice.
Listen,
already.
You were born male. Okay, okay, thank you. Thank you. And you don't recognize the male, I guess you could say, sociological way of life, and you don't believe you're a male, so therefore you want to become what, a female?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. All right. I hope I'm not being rude. I'm just asking questions that are logical.
Listen, can I just say one thing? People that's afraid of what Donald Trump might do towards the transgender community or the LGBTQ community, you really should just stop being afraid because that fear is instilled in you by the media. Stop being afraid because if you are paying attention to what is happening in this country, in this world, politically and biblically, you will know we are not going backwards. We are not going to go and reverse in the
right. I don't think it's misunderstanding. I think it's miseducation.
Things are changing. Things are changing. In 10 years, it's going to be in 10 or maybe less. Maybe between 10 and 20 years, it's going to be the norm for transgender gay people to walk side by side, hand in hand, publicly kissing, doing whatever they want to do. Things are changing. It's not going backwards. You don't need to be fearful of that. No one in the Democratic Party or the Republican Party is going to do anything to set the transgender community back.
Hang on. What's the agenda? What do you want to achieve? I'm giving you a platform right now, and tell me, what do you want to achieve, and what do you want people to hear about you?
I don't want people to go backwards. Do you not realize that Mike Pence hates the gays, and it's been proven? So I don't understand why we shouldn't be afraid when he openly admits that he is very anti-LGBT. So...
Sometimes I also want to play political games with Governor Pence, what they need to get done. I don't want to say this. I want to really go on. You all know, Ricky, it's not going to happen.
And what do you think about
times,
the state of North Carolina and the law? Hang on. I want to pose an important question because I'm here in North Carolina, and we have a law. Obviously, you know about it. I'm sure if you're part of this community. Yes. What do you think about the North Carolina law on this community? What's your opinion on this?
Can I please say this? I would like to say this. I feel as though men, whether you're black, white, whatever color, they need to stop making decisions on females and bring women on board. Transgender women.
So are you telling me that any person of any sex who he believes or he, she believes can walk into any bathroom where a child is using the bathroom? I'm not saying they're criminals, but there are. Now, listen, you must admit with me. You must logically understand. There are criminals in the LGBT community. There are criminals. Hang on. And there are criminals in my community. What does one do? What do you do when you address this? I send my daughter into the bathroom, okay, in a women's room, and a pervert who is criminally insane. I'm not saying all of you are criminally insane. Don't do that to me. I'm just saying there are bad people in every community. And one goes in there and says, I'm a man today, or I'm a woman today, and they rape or incest my daughter. What am I supposed to think or do?
Oh, can I please interject on that?
Incest is between families, by the way.
Yes, and I also want to say this. I want to say this. I feel like a lot of conservatives get so self-righteous, and they always say, Mr. Wiley, what would you do if you had a child and they go in the restroom and something happens? I said, that can happen, period, with anybody. Don't target transgender women. How many cases, let's break it down statistic, is very, very low. Very, very low.
30%.
30%.
30%.
It's very, very low.
But lower than that. It's a high number.
It's lower than that.
It's 32.9%. I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And 30.29%.
But
assault happened in transsexual bathrooms. Okay?
It's no such thing as a transsexual bathroom. Number one, that's offensive because there's no such thing as an
I'm
going to offend some people, but there are only two sexes in this world. I don't care what you call you want to change your sex to. I don't care what
my
you
brother,
live your life.
My
as.
Brother,
there's
listen.
Only two sexes
it was
in this
Adam
world.
And
that's
Eve,
male.
Not
now,
Adam
wait a minute.
Eve.
Nothing else. There's
okay.
only two
wow.
sexes in this world.
Wow.
Male
you excuse? Okay, no.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I'm
no.
sorry. If you're
biblically, where do you stand? Hang on. I want to listen to this. Biblically, where do you stand? What God do you worship? Do you worship God? Do you believe in God? Do you have a religious faith? Do you believe in your own community? Do you believe in oneself? Listen, I'm just asking, honestly, what do you believe in as a final solution? Because we all want that in life. We all, like, as us as Christians, we believe in Jesus Christ. Am I right or wrong? We do. What do you believe in?
Y'all believe in Jesus when it benefits you all. White supremacists around this world believe in Jesus when it benefits you all. Purpose. But this is the point. If you all really was worshipers of
Not
Jesus,
true.
Y'all
Not
would
true.
Have an open
yeah.
mind.
False.
Jesus
False.
Had an open
False.
Mind. A lot of people are closing the door on transgender women, which is wrong. And if you're a gay man, how dare you speak against transgender women?
Thank
you.
I was
gay
just
going to
say that.
How
okay, first of all, let me ask that question.
Not
let me ask it since
women,
you posed it. I'll answer since you posed it.
Hang on, questions. Come on, folks. Come on now.
There's no right
I'll,
to do
I'll
that.
Ask, I'll answer the question since you posed it, Rodney, and this
man.
Is why. First of all, we can somewhat get by to say that we as homosexuals are born homosexuals. But when a man makes a conscious decision to become a female, that, sir, is a choice. And that choice, as we know, whatever choice we make comes with consequence. That doesn't mean that you have a right to use the same bathroom as a
that's
female.
Right.
Because
that's
you
right.
feel
hang
like
on. Hang on.
What you are
hang
a female.
On. Okay. Time out. Everyone, please, hang on. Time out, please. Civil rights movement was a choice, okay? It was a choice for right and wrong, okay? Now, you're comparing this transsexual movement as a choice.
It's transgender.
And it's not a choice. You're saying you're
no,
born that way.
It is a choice.
So how could you
it
compare
is a choice.
It?
Actually,
when
there is something
right
called...
When it comes to the civil rights movement and what led to the civil rights movement, it was because we did not have a choice. The civil rights movement provided for
That's
us
right.
a choice.
Amen.
It provided
Amen.
For us the right to do what we please. But when it comes to a transgender, it comes to a transgender say, I was born in the wrong body. I feel. It's all about how they feel, how they were. But
oh
I have a lot of
God.
Transgender friends.
You definitely
I've known
for
them
me.
For years. I love them. But I am not going to sugarcoat my opinion. I am not going to hold
back
because it may
speak,
offend someone else.
Women.
I am sorry.
Let's
if you are transgender, if you are living your life as transgender, if you are fearful, it's because of the choices that you have made. Historically, transgender people have not been hung, beaten, raped, and murdered.
Natural.
Historically. That has not happened.
Oh,
you know
not
what?
Been discriminated against.
Wow.
You think
Amen.
This is
they have not
thing
been hung, murdered, or tortured. You're absolutely correct.
No, you're incorrect.
Where in history has transgender people been enslaved because they were trans-gendered? Where in history has that happened?
You are so you are kissing a lot of ass right now.
I'm not kissing a lot of ass.
Yes,
you are.
I want to hear from the transsexual. Hang on, time out, everyone. I have a name.
I have a name. She has a name. I want to hear from you, ma'am.
Sir, I don't know. The transsexual.
It's
I want to hear from
you. See, there you go. See, that was very
disrespectful.
I'm going to tell you once and I'm going to tell you again. I told you I go by she. And since you just said he, she, whatever, and after I told you three times, that lets me know that you're completely ignorant and do not change my mind about you being ignorant. It goes by she, and my name is Chrisette. Get it right.
Yes, and I want to say this.
But I'm willing to listen to you, and I want you to have a platform on my show. So am I that disrespectful? Am I that disrespectful?
Yes, Joseph, can I please interject? I want to interject with facts, and I don't want to interject with alternative facts like Donald Trump administration does. You said no transgender women have been killed in hung and all of that. That's incorrect. A list of unlawful killed transgender people started in 1988. You have Venus was strangled to death in New York City on December
21st. Not by the hand of the government.
In 1899, if you please let me keep continuing, and the Civil Rights era actually started, if I might mistaken, because of Emmett Till and the white woman that lied on him.
Let me finish, Ricky,
because you did talk a lot. And I just want to come with facts. In 1993, a trans man, 21, was raped and murdered.
Not by the police or the government.
1998. It's not about the police or government. You got the facts of people being killed. It's people trying to compare it to the civil rights movement. Ricky, again, because this gay black man getting killed.
You can't compare it to the civil rights movement.
All right, one at a time, please. Let's be respectful. Let me finish the facts
because I let you speak. Don't cut me off when I come with facts, and then I will let you speak. So I like facts, Mr. Wiley, please. If you're gonna have this show with transgender women, you have to please address them as like she said, a she.
I'm yielding.
If you don't know what to say, ask her what is your name. If they say my name,
I am yielding, Mr. Wiley. I'm yielding. I'm yielding. It's up to you.
But she's correct you numerous times. So always address them as that, as such as they want to be addressed. Because I was like that as well. So just let's be educated on that as well. But to say transgender women haven't got killed, that's just not true. Numerous of transgender women. You can go down the list. Please research, people. I have said a lot of ignorant things. And once somebody said read a book, once I started to pick up that book, I said come with real facts. Don't just come with something that you believe. Oh, it's just by choice. Because, sir, I am a black gay man, and I was not born gay. I chose to be gay because I had an encounter with a guy, and from that day forward, I just was gay. Now, if that was a girl that I had sex with from 8 years old, I probably would be straight right now. I was not born gay. You cannot tell me I was born gay. So that right then and there, you probably was born gay. That's your story. Kudos to you. But I can't tell Chrisette to say, hey, you wasn't born a transgender woman. How can I tell her that? And I'm not living in her shoes. I'm not living in her life. I'm not her. I can't tell her what she feels
about
her body.
But what is right, though, Mr. Wiley? What is the right way? Listen, hang on, with all due respect, let me interrupt you. The Muslim way of life persecutes people like this. Am I right or wrong?
No, that's not natural.
Can I please interject? Let me address the Quran.
Wiley, one thing I want to say to you, Wiley. I said historically, transgender people were not treated the way black people were treated by the cops and by the government. And then that, sir, is where my comparison It is no comparison to the LGBTQ community, to that of the civil rights movement. I did not deny anything, any of those facts that you just quoted. I did not deny any of that. I said none of that happened by the hands of police officers in the government, and none of it was legal. That's what I said, and I stand.
No. Hang on. The Quran states very clearly, homosexuals are worthy of death. Do you want me to give you the Quran verse? So,
I don't
what's your opinion on that,
verse.
Mr. Wiley? Come on
now. Can I please
give
that? Okay, can I please give that in the Bible? The Quran and the Bible have scriptures in there that say about killing. I cannot dispute that because that's what the Quran, it is scriptures in. Now, the same way it's scriptures in the Bible that say if you're a disobedient child, you should be stoned. If you commit adultery, you should be stoned. So it's a lot of scriptures in there. Even if you're homosexual, they say if you're gay, six of the sins that God hates, but seven is, you know, homosexual is abomination. So it's a lot of scriptures in the Bible that have
I would acknowledge this.
Listen, in the Bible it said that, but in this country we're not living by the Bible. We're living by the laws of the land. We're not living by the Bible because we really was living by the Bible.
No, yes, we are. We're living by the New Testament, sir.
Okay,
the New Testament.
It's been changed as we speak.
Oh,
we're
my God,
you're
not letting me finish. Y'all not letting me finish my statement. If you let me finish,
all right, finish.
Make a
you
lot
got
of
the
sense.
Floor. Uninterrupted.
So in the Bible,
go ahead.
Yes, in the Bible. I just need a minute. In the Bible, it has nothing to say if you run a red light, you will pay $500. If you ran the, you know, so a lot of stuff. We're not going by the Bible 100%. Because if we were going by the Bible, we would not be in this country in the first place. Slaves. It wouldn't be no such thing as slaves being stolen and killed, hung, lynched, and beat. All of that. So if white people want to use the Quran and use the Bible, make sure they go back and give us what they stolen from us. If you go by the Bible speaks against murder. How many white people have murdered blacks on the plantation? How many white people have raped black women and men on the plantation?
How many blacks have sold their own people?
If we use the scripture, let's use it like that. And then you put it like that. Don't just target me out. Let's target
how many blacks have sold their own people?
Now, when you get on that thing about the black people, selling black people, that's another somewhat another myth that people should research, because slavery wasn't just black people were not the only people that were enslaved, and black people were not the only people that sold their own people. But when black people sold their own people, it was because then European white was going over to Africa and places where they were heavily populated with black people, where they were African tribes, and with the same thing they were doing. Those tribes would go to war against each other, and those tribe mates were captured prisoners of war, much like we do, and they would sell their prisoners of war to the European gun-toting white men that were coming over to protect their tribes. Well, what happened was eventually the European white man said, "Well, we don't just want to capture prisoners of war anymore. We want you, and we want all your riches." So what they and Born Allwood was no match for gun-toting European white men, and there's no real true history of the royalty kings and queens that they exist in our communities, and that is why they no longer exist. I disagree. Hang on.
Mr. Wiley, you got something to say? Go ahead. The floor is yours.
But let me tell you this. Our black history is documented. Please, people, especially my black Republican brothers, please look at the documentary Hitting Colors. Look at the documentary. Go research Africa. Research. Read a book. Come with facts and tell me where you're getting your facts from. You went to the Bible. Use a lot of scriptures. Well, I have documents and books that African people were using before the Bible was created. So we can bring that into the argument as well.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yes. I am so serious.
I want to challenge that. Mr. Wiley, hang on. Time out, Mr. Wiley. on Thursday, I want to bring on several pastors, doctrines in theology, including myself.
Yeah.
I want to hear this. I want to listen to this. What did you discover that we haven't discovered?
Amen. Because we need that from that from the black perspective as well. Because some of what Wally is saying is when we get into the religious part, we may agree more on that end. Because I do believe that when it comes down to it, the version of the Bible that we have has somewhat been kind of revamped to make all the characters in it appear white when it was really black.
Yeah.
So that is some
area
where Wally and I may agree on.
All right, listen. We've got 14 minutes left. I've got several callers on the line, and Thursday should
Bring
be
some
a,
I
wanna
hear,
great
I wanna
show.
Hear some
a
of your
great
callers,
show, though. Jason. Hang on. Time out, everyone, please. Time out. Everyone gets their voice. You know that. I don't deny anyone. So let me see. 773. That's you, Mr. Wiley. 815. Go ahead. Give me a couple minutes so with your thoughts, real quick. 815, area code 815-280, please.
Yes, it's me, Chrisette.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's
I appreciate it. I like your voice. You're smart. You're very intelligent. Go ahead. Give me your opinion.
My opinion on the whole thing, I need people to be sensitive to the issues of the LGBT community. And I would also need for gay men to realize they're part of the group and don't ostracize us. Just remember.
Yes, ma'am.
You're all part of the cream of the same cream of the crop.
Please,
so,
background noise, everyone. Let her speak.
If you're going to single trans women out, then you're just kind of singling yourself out, because in the beginning we were gay men. Let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am so sick of it. I see it all the time. I see gay men try to out trans women and doing this and that. You're gay. At the end of the day,
turn on the game and tell
people who are anti-LGBT don't like neither of us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
and
care.
So that
I don't
and
care.
And I want to
well,
I want to let
letting
you know, ma'am. Listen,
right,
I want
to
let you
right
know.
Hang
on. Please, everyone. This is her spot. Please, stop. Please. Thursday night, you are welcome. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You will be connected. You will be able to gather your thoughts, listen to this show. And I know you're speaking for your community. And I respect that. I really do. All right?
You are more
than welcome to call in on Thursday night at 6 p.m. And I'm going to advertise this show. I'm going to put my money on the line. I will advertise this on Twitter. I will advertise this show so many others can listen. But you will get a voice, and I promise that.
Joseph, that will be 5 p.m.
Mr. Wiley, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That will be 5 p.m. Central. So those that are in Chicago, 5 p.m. Central. And I also want to announce my show. I will be back on the air on tomorrow. And, of course, you already know I'm going to update everyone. But the call-in number is 516-387-1815, 516-387-1815. We're going to be talking about the issues in Chicago and the solutions on bringing the crime down. And also we're going to be talking for representatives from My Block, My Hood, and also representatives from different offices and the city.
Mr. Wiley,
so solutions
you're right.
on bringing the
and
crime
I will
down.
Prove that, and I will call into your show also. Mr.
Yes,
Wiley,
sir.
Thank you. We'll be there, and my supporters will be there also, I promise. I know it's Super Bowl night. Everyone wants to watch the fake Super Bowl night, but I got a couple other people on the line who want to speak here tonight.
Yeah, bring them.
And thank you so much.
Bring them.
Go ahead. Mr.
Here.
Wiley, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mr. Wiley. I didn't mean to cut
you
off.
Go ahead. If you have more people to bring them on, people, if you're out there, if you want to learn more about the black perspective and you just don't know anything about black people, please follow me at Twitter at WileySHOW. You can go to my website, WileySHOW.com, and I will help you, give you a good 6-week course on learning about black people, because a lot of white people just don't understand us. And I'm going to give you a course on, about us and our history. Shout out to Black History Month.
Mr. Wiley, thank you. Thank you so much. And you're an important part of the show tonight. And that goes
yes,
for my supporters
you.
Who I shouted out in the early portion of the show. Shame on you for not supporting this program, because you know what? this is important, man. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
And
very
thank you,
important.
The bankers. Thank you. And thank you, Joe and Sebastian Florida. Thank you, Mike out in Wisconsin. Thank you so much. Thursday is going
to
be a great show.
Thank you to my friend Cassette.
I want to bring Dr. Ventura on.
You're welcome.
Mr. Wiley,
no
I want to bring Dr. Ventura on because I think a typical solution to this program is the final solution, I believe, in a way.
I
going to dedicate 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, okay. But I'm going to dedicate 90 minutes to that program. And thank you to LBGT community.
And I want to, if I do the show, I want to do the show on Thursday. And I just have one suggestion. I want to do a 2-minute history. I want to give a 2-minute history lesson about the all the successful things transgender women of color particularly have done.
Go ahead.
For Black History.
The floor is yours.
And so I will be doing that on Thursday. I will be doing that, and as well as bringing more transgender women of color that is very successful in the community as well. I just want everybody to please don't be disrespectful. And if you be disrespectful, I will get back to you 100%, because I feel like if you don't have a hearing problem, if a person correct you already, they don't have to constantly keep correcting you. You're just being quote-unquote ignorant. And I will make sure I will get you back 160%, because nobody will disrespect anybody that I know or any of my black sisters or any of my black brothers, because at the end of the day, it was because of our free labor that we have a so-called thing, freedom of speech. It was because of black free labor that we built this country from the ground up. It will not be a White House without free black labor. It will not be any cotton. All this because of free black labor. So don't you forget it. You all are here reaping the benefits because of free black labor. That's all I
okay.
have to say.
Okay, and listen, I got another caller. I'm going to connect him. He's been waiting a long time, and other callers, you'll have to wait till Thursday. I'm sorry. But 336-817, you're now connected to the program. Please, we got 7 minutes left to the program. Go ahead.
Okay, no, I've just been listening for about 15, 20 minutes now. I had to run out and get Kentucky Fried Chicken. So, but it seems to be a little more respectful tonight than it was the other night. And the whole thing about that is, you know, we can have a difference in opinion, but you can't be attacking, you know, and get excited. Everyone should have time to speak their mind. But you covered about four or five different topics. You covered about 4 or 5 different topics since I've been listening for 10 minutes. So I ain't going to make no comment on nothing, because there's no way to single out one of them.
Yeah, don't do it. Get attacked. Well, thank you so much, because at the end of the day, one topic that is on my mind, this is Black History Month. I'm a black, proud American, and I love this country, even though this country did not love me back. But I still love this country, and I still work hard and pay my taxes. I'm not a thug. I'm not a gangbanger. I pay my taxes. I go to work every day and work hard. And so does millions of African-American people. So shout out to all my beautiful black people here that is listening in. Let me tell you, you are important. Your life matters. Don't let nobody tell you your life doesn't matter, because it do matter. I'm black and proud.
Who's telling them it don't matter, though?
The government. The police officers that's shooting them down, unarmed, laws, they're telling them that their life doesn't matter.
You're not black, so you fully will not understand on what black people
go
through. You white.
How do you know what color I am? That's being prejudiced. You don't even know what color
you're
I am.
You're white.
I could be purple.
You're white.
I could be orange like Trump.
You're white.
Why? Because I can talk fast and a pure English dialect.
You're white.
I mean, you know,
and you're a white guy, and sir, and I respect you, even though you have some ignorant ways about black people. But that's okay, because that question of why, how do you know if
I don't have ignorant ways. I asked the question.
Oh, okay.
That's all. I asked the question.
Okay.
Because
yes,
I want
you
to hear your
question.
Side.
Yes, you want to hear my side because you are white supremacist, and that's okay, because
you're
going to continue to do
well,
that.
Then you're racist because you keep saying black brother, black sis. What about your white brothers?
White people have been doing well for this country. White people have been doing very good because of free black labor. I'm not racist, sir. If I could be racist.
I'm not saying you're racist, but I'm saying that comment was.
We'll get a big slice of the pie. My people will be out of
pocket. Hang in there, folks. Hang in there. Hang in there. Allow them to work it out between themselves, okay?
Come on. I'm black and beautiful. Shout out to my black brothers and sisters.
An assignment tonight should be for everybody to go Google and find out the real meaning of the word racism. And then they will understand not a single person on this phone line that can be labeled a racist. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white.
Exactly.
If you find out what the
right.
real true meaning of racism is, you wouldn't be calling each other racist.
Exactly.
I didn't call nobody racist.
They throw it around.
I didn't call
they
nobody
throw it around
racist.
Way too much
I
in the media.
I called him a white supremacist. I did not say racist. I said white
that's
supremacist.
The same, but why,
research
that's the same thing.
White supremacy.
That's the same thing, though, Wiley. Come on.
White
that's the same thing.
Supremacy. No, it's not, sir. You need
it
to
is.
Research white supremacy. Research
no,
it,
no, I know what white
you
supremacy, white supremacy is all about white power. I know what that's about, Wiley.
Oh,
you know,
that's all what it's about?
I know what it's about.
Okay.
It's about white power.
Okay.
He even said that Thursday night.
It's about keeping the white race pure. I know what that's about.
Yes. Did you listen? Oh, Ricky, did you listen to the show on last week?
No, I didn't listen to the show on last week.
Oh, you didn't. If you listened to the show last week, you understand why I'm saying white supremacy. So listen to the show on last week and then come back with your statement and see do you still is quote-unquote an open-minded
blackman. You told me to research. Now you're telling me to listen to a show.
Listen
Which
to it. Listen to the guy that was on there. You will listen to it and see the statements that they were making about me and my people. Listen to that show, sir, and you will hear. Okay?
You don't.
I'm
I don't have to hear why
y'all
know
black.
What it's about. That's what I'm telling you. But what I'm saying is, even though it's Thursday, what I'm saying is that people that you were talking to have the power to make and write some laws. I don't give two iotas about what those people were saying or think about me, okay? Because they have no power or control over my life. The problem with a lot of people is they let other people's views and opinions control them. They think everyone has to accept them. No, I accepted the fact a long time ago that not everybody is going to like or accept me for who I am, and that's a gay, proud black man.
Yeah,
everybody's not
going to
like that, and I accept that. I don't care.
Rick,
I respect them from having their opinion.
Okay,
and
Ricky,
that doesn't mean they don't like you, though. That doesn't mean they don't like you. You know, people could be gay, they could be homosexual, whatever they want.
Oh, my God.
It's just because
better speak.
Can
we
I
don't
just,
support
I have
you.
Something to say.
Doesn't mean we don't like you.
I have something to say.
Let the female speak. Let the female speak.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I just want us to have a sense of camaraderie. Oh, wait, who decide? It's something really important I want to say.
One me.
It wasn't me.
Thank you. I just want us to have a sense of camaraderie. I know there's a lot of bullshit going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I
yep.
just want us, I know it may sound unrealistic, but I just want us to come together, be a strong unit, because at the end of the day, we are people. And I have enough room in my heart for everyone. As long as you respect me, I can respect you.
And that's
we cool. can just move forward. That's just what...
Yes.
I believe what she just said has the most common sense after all of everything that has happened here tonight. And on Thursday, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time,
quit the laughing.
You're all welcome to come back, and we're going to have a couple doctors on.
I want to know who's laughing, too. Just know it's not me.
Hang on, everybody, please. Hang on, everyone, please. You're all welcome to come back on Thursday, okay? And what this female just said was awesome, okay? And it was actually healing to the program. She interjected and actually made everyone calm. So on Thursday, please, I got less than 60 seconds left. I just want to thank all of you because talking like this really heals everyone. It really does.
Yes, it does.
And that's what it's all about. Can't you agree on that? You know?
I can agree on that. And we bring it all together.
Thursday, 6 p.m.
Yes.
Thursday, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. The phone number is 657-383-0616. You're all welcome. And thank you. God bless all of you. And please, let's try to work this out. All right? Think about things. Good night.
Shout out Black Power. Black Lives Matter. Shout out to my black people.
White Power. White Lives Matter.
Good night.
Oh, my God.
Good night, everyone.